Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Less than 2 years removed from an NBA title, the Lakers fired Frank Vogel yesterday after missing the playoffs this season with LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Anthony Davis on the roster. LA has now had six coaches in 11 years. Since the departure of Phil Jackson, it has made one conference finals during that span when they went on to win the Larry O'Brien. That was in the bubble. The Lakers held season-ending media availabilities yesterday. Here's LeBron James reflecting on the season that ended early.
And it's not failure at all, man. Listen, we came to work every single day, put our hard hats on, and we try to get better every day. And the result just didn't happen for us. But it's not a failure.
A core of you, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook just need more time to grow. And should the prevailing wisdom be to bring it back?
Well, I mean, that's not my decision. I mean, it's not my decision to sit here and say, well, this is what we should bring back and have on the roster. I mean, that would be the front office decision, and obviously, you know, they may ask for the input, but at the end of the day, like I said earlier, they'll make the decision if it feel that best suits this franchise going forward.
Key, you're up first. This is your squad. So LeBron said this season was not a failure. Talk to me.
Yeah, I stumble over those words because I really honestly think LeBron's just talking at this point.
Okay.
Because he knows clearly the season is a failure. Any season that LeBron James doesn't make a deep run in the playoffs or a run to the championship, it's a failure. On top of that, Stephen A. and Molly, what the Lakers did to acquire Westbrook, to put him with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, after 19 months removed from winning a world championship, whether you like it or not, it was in the bubble. I don't care. Bubble, street, park, wherever, we still won a championship. It's a complete failure. LeBron knows that. LeBron James is probably tongue-in-cheeking when answering that question. I mean, there's really nothing else for me to say. It was a failure. They've got to do a better job at putting pieces around LeBron. Okay, it's like a banana split, so to speak. You got three nice flavors of ice cream in the middle. They had bad bananas and bad toppings. They got to get rid of the bad bananas and the bad toppings. The three flavors are still there. Go out, get some young guns and some young talent on the cheap and put them with them dudes and go out there and play next year and see what happens.
But the three flavors were melting.
Well, they were hurt, though. Molly, they were all banged up and
hurt. That was a joke. Just laugh. Get it?
I'm laughing.
Come on. At least I laughed. Go ahead, Stephen.
I don't know why Stephen A. got that look on his face.
I appreciate your comments, Key, because I agree with you. I'm just a little annoyed by it. It's like LeBron, not you, not your comments, LeBron's comments.
Okay.
Yo, come on, LeBron. Let me look into the camera. I mean, Bron. Bronny's watching, bro. The family's watching. The basketball world is watching. How could you say something so flagrantly untrue? How could you do that? Come on, bro. You better than that. LeBron James is one of the greatest players this game has ever seen. My brother, we will miss you when you are gone. Your commitment to excellence, the constant fact that you're always in shape, you're ready. 19 years in the league, your 19th season, you averaged 30. You flat out balled. And you're going to sit up here and make sure, because we know you're going to do, because being the professional that you are, you did your exit interview, and now we ain't going to see you do no interviews with the media for a few months. We know how you roll, and rightfully so, because you're professional, and 99% of the time you show up there and you do your post-game interviews and you talk to the press. You fulfill your obligations. That's why you're the face of the league. That's why you're one of the most iconic figures this game has ever seen. You finished 16 games under 500. As a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, a place where you came to win chips just to fulfill what others before you had done, Kobe and Shaq and everybody else in between. You finished 16 games under 500 in a playoff system that extended from 8 teams per conference to 10 teams per conference. You still missed the playoffs. And that's not a failure? You got to be kidding me. See, it's stuff like that where LeBron becomes so disappointing because he has such profound intelligence and such profound things to say that when you say something like that, Key, you give folks fodder to assume that you're lying about other stuff that you might say down the road because we see your willingness to lie to our face right there with a straight face. I mean, and then he didn't even have the decency to have on shades when he did it yesterday. I mean, if there was ever a time to wear shades, that would have been a time.
Wait,
not when you're sitting on the bench during
a
game indoors. The best time for him to wear shades was yesterday because that lie that he told, you cannot have people, just like I got on Russell Westbrook, Molly, hold on.
Okay.
Just like I got on Russell Westbrook for saying during press conferences, I'm fine. I'm be all right. You know, I ain't no big deal. I ain't taking this home with me. I'm cool. I had no expectations as a Laker. Just like I said that, I'm going to be fair and get on LeBron, who I love. I'm going to get on LeBron about this. Come on, bro. 16 games under 500. The New Orleans Pelicans and the San Antonio Spurs finished a minimum of 14 games under 500, and they were better than y'all. And the season's not a failure?
Hold on, man. Let me play.
You just can't say.
Hold up. Let me play devil's advocate. Did LeBron play well this season?
Yes.
Did he pass Karl Malone's scoring title?
Yes.
So it wasn't a failure for him.
No. The season was a failure because LeBron has taught us it's not about individual greatness.
But he can't help other people.
Oh, yeah. He's supposed to. Let me check Molly on this, Keyshawn.
We go on, man.
Where do the Cleveland Cavaliers go if LeBron James ain't leading them? Where do the Miami Heat go if LeBron James is not leading them? Where do the Lakers go 2 years ago if LeBron is not leading them? Yes, you're that dude as an individual player, but your individual excellence, along with your ability to galvanize the troops around you, contributes to team success, Molly. You can't give
that
pass. You can't sit
AD
up there and
missed half the games. You just said all the issues with Russ. I'm just
games.
Saying.
Under 500 and the season's not a failure? You can't say that.
It's a complete failure. And he may have been saying it in a tongue-in-cheek manner because, first of all, I'm not believing it. And I don't think anybody that played a sport or followed a sport the way we do are believing that the Lakers season wasn't a failure. So I'm not even really going to read too much into it, Stephen A. It's a failure. It's simple and plain. He knows that. He knows good and God doggone well it was a failure.
And I'm just saying that, you know, when you say stuff like that, then the media looks bad for, like, come on. And then it's like all of this. And then when you speak about stuff in the future, then we're able to look at you and with a raised eyebrow and like, is he full of it or is he real? Because something like that, if you can sit up there in front of the media and say this season wasn't a failure, why should I believe you about anything? Anything.
But you don't believe him, no, Stephen. Hey, you don't believe what he just said.
No, I don't believe what he just said. I'm just saying the audacity to say something like that. With this season of all seasons, this
all right,
one.
All right.
Come on, man. Just stop doing that.
With the team that he put together.
Yeah.
Come on.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Our First Take Droplet Series continues with the Bills Bills. Buffalo got eliminated in that heartbreaking OT loss to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But this offseason, they got better, locking down Stefon Diggs for years to come and adding Super Bowl champion Von Miller to that D-line. Swagoo joining the party. Marcus Spears, where are you? Good to see you,
Big boy, what's going on? Look at the brother Dapper. Look at the brother Dapper. Look at the brother Dapper with the glasses Steven, on, got the tie.
S.A., I've been on that intermittent fasting. I'm down 36 pounds, so you know I'm about to get in my bag. I'm coming for you.
What?
I'm coming for you.
36 pounds? How long did that take?
Tell me, yeah. You look good because yeah. you're a big boy that look good, but you don't look lighter. You don't look like you lost no damn 36 pounds.
You'll see when we get to Vegas.
Huh?
You'll see where we get to Vegas.
Okay.
You'll see where we get to Vegas.
Let me take it back.
You can't grow one of these, so you're never going to look thick.
No. Actually, I could have, but I had them nasty bumps, so I had to get it lasered off and stuff like that because you get them nasty hair bumps. I didn't like that on my face. That's why I don't grow that beard. But I got to tell you, you don't look like you lost too many pounds, but I could be wrong because I could have had you confused with Damian Woody because we know that boy ain't losing no pounds. We know that.
Why would he got to catch a straight? Come on, let's get to it. I'm sorry, Molly, for even starting this.
No, it's all good.
My bad. I didn't mean Woody. I meant Liberace with the piano in the background. My bad. I'm sorry. Let's go.
You know what?
Let's go.
I just want to apologize for him. You know how people have in their Twitter bio, like, these comments are not my employer? I just want to apologize.
Lord have mercy.
No reason to apologize.
Oh my God.
I watched him yesterday talk about Ben Simmons and damn near cried.
Yeah, he's
a It's the truth.
Listening to you.
He's
oh my God.
Yeah. Brother hurt his hips. He hurt his hips. It went up to his back. I mean, let's move on.
Are you done?
Tweet this.
Are you done?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get it together, class. Let's get it together.
Let's go.
What am I, a kindergarten teacher? All right, Swagoo. Talk to me about the Buffalo Bills. Okay. That heartbreaking loss, we highlighted it. Is Josh Allen a top five quarterback?
Absolutely. Absolutely he is. Because if he was available, they would have teams giving up 3-4 first round picks to get him. And based on what he did last year, we just coming off that game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And obviously Mahomes and the Chiefs came out with the victory, but we all know Josh Allen played well enough to win the game. And everybody's confident. I believe that the Bills are going to go in as the favorites to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC this year. Even though we're going to talk about the AFC West and all of those teams, I believe the Bills are right now sitting at number one in that conference. And it has everything to do with Josh Allen. And people got to remember this, too. Josh Allen has a great arm. He can put the ball wherever it needs to go. But they forget about the athleticism. They forget about his legs. And that's the part of his game, too, that is up there with every quarterback that you consider dual threat or mobile, because we've seen him take over games using his legs. Josh Allen is a top five quarterback, and I pray to God Keyshawn Johnson and Stephen A. Smith don't come on this damn TV and say he's not.
Well, you got your wish, buddy, because he's not in my top five. I'm sorry to say it. Nah, he's not in mine.
What?
He's just not in mine. When I look at the list, he's not in mine. However you want to, if you want to go Aaron Rodgers, I'm not even placing him in order, fellas. I'm going Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. And here's one for you, a guy who hadn't even played in a year, in Deshaun Watson. I slide him in there, and then I got Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert. Now, that doesn't mean sitting at six is a bad deal. I understand what you're saying. We saw him against Kansas City. It was not his fault. They let Patrick Mahomes go down the field and cap it off. I get all that. But who are you going to put him in front of? You putting him in front of Brady? You putting him in front of Patrick? You putting him in front of Rodgers? I mean, like Joe Burrow was a Aaron Donald sack away from winning the Super Bowl in his second year in the league. So when you look at that, who are you putting him in front of?
Well, first of all, a couple of things. As an aside, getting back to the hip action for a second, I think Ben Simmons should consult with Dak Prescott when doing that pregame exercise, you know, with the hips.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he should do that. I think he should do that, all right? I think his hips will be better. So let's get that out the way first, okay? Let's get that out the way. Now let me get back to you with the quarterback spot, Keyshawn.
Go right ahead.
I love Justin Herbert. I really, really do. I put him ahead of Justin Herbert right now.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I? All right. So that's one out the box. Joe Burrow balled out. But that didn't take away from what Josh Allen did. I mean, when you look at Joe Burrow, Cincinnati's defense played better in the AFC Championship game. But when you look at what Buffalo did, first of all, I think the Buffalo Bills, I think Leslie French, I don't know if they'll ever get another head coaching job again. When you can't stop a team from getting a field goal range in 13 seconds. I mean, damn, 13 seconds. I think that will be held against. If Eric Bieniemy can't get a head coaching job, Leslie Frazier's days as a head coach have been over. He ain't the head coach of Buffalo, but he was a coordinator that was about to get the head coaching job until he gave up that damn field goal. Let him get in field goal range in 13 seconds when the Dallas Cowboys couldn't even get a snap off in 14 seconds. I think that's just atrocious. Now, the bottom line is this.
How he figured out how to swing Dallas.
I can't stand you.
Whatever. The point is, it's necessary for both of y'all. Both of y'all, all right? You heard me. But the bottom line is this. When you think about Allen, okay, you look at Tom Brady. We're not going to sit up there and put him against Tom Brady out of respect because Tom Brady's the GOAT. We know what kind of season he had. Aaron Rodgers is that dude. You know he's a bad brother. We get that. Patrick Mahomes is that. Outside of that, how am I just going to put Deshaun Watson in there? You didn't even play a whole year last year. How can I just do that?
Because the last time I laid eyes on him, he was ridiculous.
Well, tell me. The last time you laid eyes on him, but the last time you laid eyes on football, he wasn't anywhere
Josh
around.
Really, you just
saw the fact
him.
Of the matter is, I got to look at that.
Wait a minute.
I'm not questioning the greatness of Deshaun Watson. That brother's a stud. Listen, he got his money. We know what Cleveland's doing. We know why, because that brother, he's something special. But to sit up there and to look at Josh Allen, and the last two seasons that he has had and how he's knocking on the door and how great he has been, to put a guy ahead of him that we ain't seen in 18 months. I mean, come on, Kate.
Bro.
I think that's a bit extreme.
So for me, when I look at Josh Allen and we're talking about moving forward, I'm not even basing mine on last year. I'm talking about moving forward. You know who's calling the plays for the Buffalo Bills now? Ken Dorsey. Brian Daboll acted as the New York Molly Giants. That is going to be a big factor on that young quarterback. Ken Dorsey ain't Brian Daboll.
Yes, it is. But did you not watch this man? Did you not watch this man all year last year, bro?
Absolutely,
like,
right now, we're having
a conversation about the top five quarterbacks right now. How don't you have Josh Allen in there based on the field?
Well, six. I got him at six.
Six?
Hold on.
Let me ask you a question. Justin Herbert in your top five?
He's at five.
Let me ask you this question. As much as I love Justin Herbert, because I do, that's why Brian Flores ain't
in Miami.
He's
phenomenal.
If they pick Justin Herbert in Miami instead of Tua Tagovailoa, Brian Flores would still be there, and the Miami Dolphins might be winning the AFC East instead of Buffalo. But having said all of that, I ask you a simple question, Keyshawn Johnson. Has Justin Herbert been in the playoff yet?
No.
All right, so has Josh Allen been? Twice?
Yes.
You see what he's done in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
How you going to put a second-year player ahead of him
because
and he ain't even been in the postseason?
Because, Stephen A., I watched him not only in college, also I watched probably eight games in college, and I probably watched
the postseason
here in L.A., probably about six of them, and I like what I see.
So we
I just like what I see.
We going by what we saw in college 3 years ago?
No. I'm telling you, I have a favorite because I had an opportunity to see his college work and his NFL work up close in person.
So what about Josh Allen you don't like?
It's not that I don't like him. I just prefer Justin Herbert sitting at five. That's all.
The fact that he played in L.A., it ain't got nothing to do with this? Because you know how you
No, I'm not a Charger
LA.
Fan.
It got everything to
do with it. I'm not a Charger fan.
You are not a Charger fan, but you are a fan of all things L.A. Anything that's L.A. sprinkles on, I mean, gets a biased treatment with you.
No, that's not true.
Hold up. You too.
So moving things forward. You don't think losing Brian Daboll as his offensive coordinator is going to affect the Buffalo Bills offense?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when it happens, call me. But at this particular moment, don't sit up there and say he didn't ask.
Well, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. We shouldn't even be having this conversation until the season starts then.
But why not? Because we're going on what we just saw last season.
Why would you think Ken Dorsey would come in and change everything?
But this man just went to the AFC? Hey, Swaggoo. It's not about changing everything. It's about calling things at the right time. You know, if your defensive coordinator is calling something, they might have the same scheme. But if he's dialing up a blitz on third and 29, that might be the wrong call. Opposed
but
to
Key,
somebody
I just
else
watched,
that would do it.
I just watched the Kansas City Chiefs not score a point in the second half against the Bengals.
Okay.
With the same offensive coordinator and head coach.
Defense, though.
Yeah, but I...
Because Key had Josh Allen sixth. He was sixth in QBR. He was sixth in completion. So that number six, I mean, it does match up with the
Keyshawn
numbers. I know y'all don't care about
I'm
the numbers.
I'm not tripping. Y'all tripping, man.
It is what it is.
You tripping, man.
You glad I didn't put Derek Carr in there?
Tripping.
Yeah, you better not have put Derek Carr in there. You would have ran. You would have ran. You would have ran home with those mountains. That's what you would have done.
This radio play.
Time out. It should be a different deal this year with Derek Carr because he's got himself some serious offensive.
That's true, but he ain't better than Josh Allen.
Okay, let's go. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Okay, getatme.tv. Football is back. Yesterday, several teams began their voluntary workout programs with many other teams slated to start theirs next week. Among those clocking in Monday, the Broncos and Raiders, two AFC West teams with a lot on their plate as they prepare to battle to win their loaded division. If you missed it, here's what happened out west. The Chiefs made waves trading wide receiver Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, but added Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Juju Smith-Schuster, while the Raiders reloaded with the addition of Davante Adams. The Chargers upped their defense, most notably getting Khalil Mack from the Bears, and the Broncos believe they have their quarterback in Russell Wilson. Keyshawn, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch in the fall, but which was the biggest AFC West move this offseason? And I'm going to guess that you're going to go Raiders.
Yeah, I am absolutely going Raiders and Davante.
Ain't
no need to roll your eyes, Stephen A. It's real. Think about it. Davante Adams, Derek Carr inherited 123 catch, 1,500, 12 touchdown wide receiver, something he hasn't had since the early stages of Amari Cooper. He was working with Hunter Renfrow as his main weapon on the offensive side of the ball. Now he's got Renfrow. He's got Darren Waller and Davante Adams with Josh Jacobs in the backfield. How could you stop that offense with a mind like Josh McDaniels dialing up the plays as a primary offensive play caller and the head coach? You can't tell me that he just didn't land in heaven by picking up that receiver.
Let me tell you something, Keyshawn. Davante Adams is about to find out. Life's a little bit different with Derek Carr throwing you the football.
Are you out of me?
He's about to find out. I'm not. And Derek Carr, listen, by the way, you know what? You paint a bad picture of me. I actually.
No,
like
I don't. You the one saying it on national TV.
You paint a bad picture. I'm a victim. I've been victimized by Keyshawn Johnson. Yes, I have, okay? Because I happen to like Derek Carr. I think that Derek Carr is a damn good quarterback. I think that he is an even better person. And a lot of the things that we lament about dudes and the things that they say and how they conduct themselves in press conferences and talking to the media and all of this other stuff, we don't say that about Derek Carr. This brother's got his head on straight. Yeah. He's a leader. And I got a lot of respect for Derek Carr. I like him. But he ain't no Aaron Rodgers now. Not when it comes to flinging that football.
But we didn't confusing
I'm not confusing
Rodgers.
Them. I'm simply saying that what you saw from Davante Adams in Green Bay, I don't know if you're going to see that in Vegas.
No,
you're
going to see it. You're going to see it.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not going to change.
Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else. Well, you've been wrong before, sir. I mean, I know.
And you have, too.
You've forgotten more football than I'll ever know. But I'll be damned if your record is 100%. That's flawless. That damn straight. Damn it, it wasn't through the last segment. It wasn't through the last segment. Okay?
You got us the biggest move.
There we go. So now this. Russell Wilson in Denver. I would remind y'all, excuse me, since Peyton Manning left, they had Trevor Siemian, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, and I mean, who the hell did they have? And now you got Russell Wilson as your quarterback with Cortland Sutton, with Jerry Jeudy and these boys. I would not sleep on
you do, Stephen A. Hold on, man.
In terms of impact, biggest move.
But I heard to cut you off. You said with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy.
What's wrong with that?
You gonna get them out of witness protection?
No.
Let me say this.
Here's all I'm saying. The question was the biggest move. I understand what Devontae Adams means, but Derek Carr and Wall and those boys could already play. You didn't have a quarterback in Denver as far as I was concerned. Right. You got one now.
Can I just one thing really quick? Can we just laugh for a moment? Did you guys see the Nathaniel Hackett press conference, by the way?
No, I did not.
Okay. So did either of you see it, Keir Marcus?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. He was hilarious. And he literally, do you see in the press conference? He was like, I was excited to meet Russ, but I was really excited to meet his wife. I'm like, did this man really just say this as head coach? He's like, I got a suit up here. You know, it feels so good. And it was nice to meet Russ, but Sierra, it was hilarious.
I think we all would be.
About three and a half weeks ago, I was in L.A. and I ran
big
into
time story. Wilson. Here you go.
And the wife, Sierra.
You said.
Nathaniel Hackett, I just want to say, I understand.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Marcus, go ahead. You guys need to watch that press conference because it was hilarious.
I just wanted to say that.
Marcus, go ahead.
I understand.
Look, I knew my brothers was going to go offense. For me, it's J.C. Jackson coming over to the Chargers because I think all of these offenses honestly cancel each other out. When you look across the whole AFC West, you can go team by team and say this dude dynamic, this quarterback is dynamic. And I agree, Devontae probably will ascend to the top wide receiver. Russ coming over, completely agree. But I go on the defensive side of the football because at some point, you're going to have to get off the damn field. You're going to have to lock up with one of these wide receivers and feel confident enough that you have these guys. I don't know what the Raiders secondary going to look like. I think Denver defense is going to be good, but I think that. I know Tyrann Mathieu just left Kansas City, and I know they brought Reed over from Houston, and I think he's a really, really good player, but I don't know what that defense is going to look like without Tyrann Mathieu from a mentality standpoint. So when I look across this league, and we can go offense, and we love to talk about it, and all of these dudes are great quarterbacks, and that's going to carry the day in this conversation. J.C. Jackson had 8 interceptions last year. He is considered a lockdown cornerback. And last time I checked, the team that won the Super Bowl, even though Jalen Ramsey had some plays where he gave up, he still was a factor. He still was a guy that was very important to what the Los Angeles Rams was doing. J.C. Jackson, I believe, is the sneakiest, best move to come over in this division. I can get to Khalil Mack, but everybody got pass rushers in this.
Everybody don't have
a lockdown corner.
I just don't understand how y'all are going to act like this is not the biggest thing in Denver when they had no quarterback.
It's already four good quarterbacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Swaggoo, here's what I'm going to say, though. I'm just going to warn you on one thing. When defensive backs.
The defense he played in?
Swaggoo?
I know where you're going.
You already know what I'm getting ready to say. When the defensive backs leave the New England Patriots after having record-breaking careers, all I'm going to do is say, be careful when they go out on the free agent market and get paid. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm out on the limb. I got the Chargers winning the division. So I'm out on a limb. I'm bought in.
Hold on, Swag. I would say this to you. You got them winning the division. Denver's got a chance. They had no chance
100%
before Russell Wilson arrived. The Chargers still had a chance without J.C. Jackson's arrival. So I'm saying that's when we answer the question about biggest move.
Yeah.
That's the biggest impact.
Okay.
Raiders were in the playoffs. Chargers was in the picture until the last week of the season, the last game of the regular season. Denver was nowhere to be found. That's going to change. I am right. Y'all are wrong.
Okay, well, I guess
okay.
That's a lie. I mean, that's not true, but we'll listen to you.
We're just going to keep talking over each other. Let's go to break.
I mean, why Keyshawn got to look serious like he going to do something?
I'm right, y'all wrong.
You need to put your
reporter hat on and find out what the hell happened to Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Hold on. He's the grave digger.
He's right.
Marcus.
He's right.
Don't call him reporter. He's the grave digger.
He's right.
Self-proclaimed.
Keyshawn, no, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. What the hell was he doing, Keyshawn?
Self-proclaimed.
He hurt his back. He ain't placing the last two.
Okay, let's go. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. The Knicks shocked everyone by making the playoffs last season, and much to Stephen A's dismay, crashed back to earth as the same old Knicks this year. Derrick Rose out most of the year due to injury. Julius Randle's play didn't live up to that big contract they gave him, and Tom Thibodeau couldn't seem to get this team to work. Team president Leon Rose made his first public comments since September to MSG before the final game Sunday.
You asked me in the beginning about the season and the disappointment and that part of it. And you know, that's definitely there. The fact that we're not in the playoffs, you know, that was our goal. We wanted to be in the playoffs. We wanted to take a step. But, you know, I feel as though since the All-Star break, the team's, you know, shown some momentum and has shown some good signs. We've been 11-11. We've won 8 out of our last 13. And the opportunities that have been given to the guys you just referred to, I mean, have been, you know, these guys have gotten an opportunity and taken advantage of it. And, you know, for us, that's very exciting.
Well, Stephen A., the floor is yours. Tell us about the state of your New York Knicks.
They stink. And I'm not talking about basketball. I'm talking about the organization. And right now, I'm very disappointed with Leon Rose, and I'm not talking basketball. Let me explain. Julius Randle, for example, you had a bad season. Julius Randle, if you're watching this, my brother, just grow up. You're a good brother. You care. You play hard. You can finish at the basket. You got an arsenal. Just be ambidextrous. Use your right hand a bit more. Working your jump shot, you only shot 41% from the field and only 30% from three-point range. You plummeted in both categories, shooting from the perimeter. Maybe it's because you 6'8", you powerful, you can finish at the basket against anybody, and you shouldn't be out there trying to dribble the ball between your legs like a point guard. But when I say grow up, what I mean is the same fans that affected you in a negative way because they booed you and held you accountable when you were playing bad were the same people who supported you, bro. And they loved you. They loved you. They loved on you. You understand? And they gave you a lot of props and a lot of love. Be bigger than that. So what, they booed you? It's only for the night you play bad. You come out the next night, you play good, they're going to love you. Accept that, man. Love you. Love your family. Stop all that sensitive nonsense. You in New York City. Get some alligator skin and toughen the hell up in terms of your psyche, because we need you. Period. R.J. Barrett, can't say enough about this brother, how proud I am of him, because he started using his right hand a little bit more, became more formidable, clearly working on his game. We get all of that. I could be somebody that said they should have drafted Garland instead of him, or they should have drafted, you know, a point guard instead of Obi Toppin and Halliburton, but that's neither here nor there. What I'm disappointed in the organization is that with Leon Rose, you don't talk to anybody since September. And then you do a one-on-one interview, albeit with the great Mike Breen. How cowardice can you come across? You got a whole bunch of people in New York that want some. They got some questions to ask you. and it wasn't answered on the MSG network, Jim Dolan's home. Who, and Jim Dolan is a petulant child. I'm not questioning him as a man. I'm not questioning him in terms of, you know, him hiring minorities. A phenomenal record in that regard. But that weak suggestion, and I'm not talking about Breen because he asked a lot of great questions and he knows what he's doing. But if you're Leon Rose, you're going to do a one-on-one interview for the network owned by your boss instead of the media out there that's covered you all year long, that has a plethora of questions to throw in your direction because they're privy to knowledge that most people ain't privy to. It was a clear, evasive tactic. And Leon Rose, who I know, has courage and he's a good man and he's better than that. And it's a damn shame that every time I turn around and look at the New York Knicks, y'all run around organizationally, not the players. I'm talking about management. You run around like a bunch of wusses, scared of your own damn shadow, mainly led by James Dolan, who's as petulant as they come. Worldwide West is an asset to that organization. Kenny Payne and the rest of the coaching staff is an asset. Tom Thibodeau is an asset. The management, Scott Perry and those boys are assets. But Dolan is a child. And Leon Rose should have enough clout to be bigger than he's been. Disappearing. I mean, you got guys in state penitentiaries more accessible to him. It's embarrassing. And it's weak. And that's why the New York Knicks don't seem to grow with any damn consistency. Because of the cowardice tendencies that y'all continue to display. Make me sick. Change the subject. I'm so sick of y'all. Just embarrassing. All the damn time. All because y'all can't grow up.
Let's leave it there and go to the opposite.
Make me sick.
Of cowardice.
Ridiculous.
Every April 15th is a special day in baseball, but this year it's the 75th anniversary of the one and only Jackie Robinson shattering the color barrier and setting the stage for momentous change in society. Robinson continued to fight for equality and justice well after his Hall of Fame career. Today, a legendary civil rights leader recounts how he found that Robinson chose him for a profound honor and a daunting challenge. Part of our series, Black History, Always.
Richard called me before his body was cold. He said, Jesse, are you sitting down? I said, yes. Jackie just died. He died at the hospital this morning. And he wants you to speak at his funeral. I just said to my wife, I screamed, really. Jackie's dead. Jackie's dead.
Today we must balance the tears of sorrow with the tears of joy. Mix the bitter with the sweet, death and life. Jackie, as a figure in history, was a rock in the water, creating concentric circles and ripples of new possibility.
He's a frame of reference for justice, for decency, for racial progress, for challenge and for courage. He is a landmark. Jackie's impact on racial justice in America is profound. His suffering to make it happen. Jackie was a suffering servant. I mean, very few people could have suffered the way he suffered. The pain he took, the licks he took, the humiliation he took. I told Rachel many times how hard it was to take being called by your teammates, threats to his wife and his family. He endured. He endured. He was a man with integrity, strength, and ability. Use it all to make people better. Segregation is bad because it creates walls. Jackie challenged the wall. He began to move the wall that would expand our consciousness. That's what was possible. Jackie changed culture. The Supreme Court changed the law. Champions win ball games. They hit the home run, they run touchdowns. When you get through, the people put them on their shoulders. Heroes put people on their shoulders. Jackie put the nation on his shoulders. He put unborn children on his shoulders. He's a hero.
He was medicine He was immunized by God from catching the diseases that he fought. The Lord's arms of protection enabled him to go through dangers seen and unseen. And he had the capacity to wear glory with grace.
Glory with grace. At age 80, Reverend Jesse Jackson maintains an extremely busy schedule for his Rainbow Push Coalition. He's overcome stays in the hospital and rehab last fall after contracting COVID that had aggravated his Parkinson's disease. Please join us again tomorrow as we count down to April 15th with another firsthand reflection in our series, Jackie to Me. More First Take after the break. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Okay, this is interesting. The all-time NBA first and second European teams were announced as voted for by fans in Europe in a blue ribbon panel of European media, broadcasters, influencers, and celebrities. The first team consists of Tony Parker, Luka Doncic. Obviously, he's dealing with that calf strain right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Dirk Nowitzki, and Pau Gasol. Of note, on the second team, odds favorite to repeat as league MVP is the Joker. Who's the best European basketball player of all time?
Oh, that's easily Giannis.
Yeah?
It's easily Giannis. I mean, listen, Dirk Nowitzki can really, really shoot. Manu Ginobili was something special. Tony Parker can't be ignored, three-time NBA champion. But Giannis Antetokounmpo's dominance, a two-time league MVP, a defensive player of the year, a NBA Finals MVP, an NBA champion, and still rolling. There's no question it's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No Embiid, even on the second team either?
Well, Embiid doesn't have that resume.
Oh, it's Europe. I'm thinking Europe. International. Europe. My bad. He's from Africa.
Yes.
All right.
Sorry.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for hanging with us. We'll do it again tomorrow.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.